Statler and Waldorf.
Oh,
wait.
Yes!
Who's Waldorf? Roundhead?
Waldorf is on the left.
Wait, okay, Statler, on my left or his left?
On the left.
Is the taller guy Waldorf?
Statler's taller.
Okay, so you're Waldorf. And you're Statler.
Oh, okay, let me say first, not for children, this podcast. This podcast is... I'm gonna beat the shit out of Statler.
No, he's Waldorf.
Fucking A. Okay, so let me start over. We have Statler, Wardrobe,
Waldorf.
Well, he's gonna introduce himself, and then we'll give him his gift.
Okay.
Because we have to pronounce it correctly.
I'm Statler.
You're Statler.
Oh, are we gonna give him his costume?
What? Did you really just say that?
Yes.
Just well, sit down.
What the fuck?
What are you
going
to do?
Well, right now, apparently.
Yeah, hand him his gift now.
Not only that, she used his real M name.
What?
The whole idea is to not use real first names to keep the editing for...
I'm so used to editing that out.
Are you Bootsy here?
Uh-huh.
You're Bootsy, the Stalker.
And what is your name?
Who the hell am I?
New Zealand.
No. You said we had to...
Oh, New Zealand boomerang fish thrower.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, grab that.
Wait, should we say who we are and who we have here? Hi, how
Didn't we just do that?
No, welcome back.
Were you...
Yes, do it.
...for a job with NPR or something? You want to talk about...
With NPR.
You're older. Okay.
Welcome back. We don't know who the hell we are.
Look.
Oh, yay.
Seriously?
You have to wear it the whole time.
Wait, I'll help you. Wait, hold on. Look at it. There's some tape in the bottom of that. How big is your neck?
Too big. Glad this isn't on video.
You know it's not.
Hold on, let's put it on some video. Well, I don't know what to do with this. It's right there.
Am I pulling the other accoutrements out of it?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there we go. Statue.
Oh, that was just...
What
the,
is that?
I
just tossed it in there.
That doesn't go there.
What is it? I have my reading glasses on.
You said...
What
were they, plastic spoons?
Plan on me
yes,
doing
yes, they are.
Oh, no, they must not be. That's why you said they were so quickly. What is it?
No, they are.
Okay.
Yes.
And we're all going to wear a mustache in are honor you? Of you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're so sweet.
Yeah.
Since I have one, do I have to put one on? I mean, I know mine's lame. But I mean,
put it on your forehead.
Look like an eyebrow.
Oh.
Dang, how many mustaches
Stop
come in there?
Tell me not to.
Quite a few.
Definitely.
Like different firm. Styles?
Okay. Nope.
No, well, they're all the same.
So we could all do eyebrows.
All right.
Oh, that's...
Wait,
I
we'll give him his first.
They're quite broad.
Sorry.
Statler.
Statler.
Those look like the angry eyebrows from VeggieTales.
Wait. You want it up or down?
Does
it He's
got
to have it up for
up.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
I don't want to wear mine on the tip right
now. You're about to look the same way. No laughing.
I wish you guys
I'm
could
not
see
sticking
this.
That adhesive on my real mustache.
He is Lou. What is it? Lou
Zealand.
It's Lou Zealand.
Right now I feel like I'm Professor Fate.
What are you going to do if a girl with a mustache kisses you?
I kissed a girl with a mustache and I liked it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
All right. <That's> so good.
Okay.
Here, oh, yeah. I look like. All right. Roll with this. You know, it looks,
he
no.
says roll with this.
No, it looks like the circus muscle man look going on.
Yes.
All you
I
know,
need
I
is,
brought.
All I need is a singlet.
That's not a bad look. Like,
I brought more look. Coffee filters if anyone would like a collar.
A collar around what?
Oh, you want
is
to
that really where you're going to put that?
It would have looked better on the forehead.
Yeah, put it on your eyebrows.
That's a tenacious adhesive. I didn't realize how unwieldy mine had gotten the other day. Oh, this tickles.
It does tickle a little bit, that nose.
So.
Yeah, I made him try it on.
There you go.
What is that? Is that like a DNA sample? Because I don't have my glasses on. I see all this little pattern.
What, are you taking it off already?
I want to smile and laugh, and then I'll put it back on. I feel like I should go like this.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, I never do that.
You don't do it?
No,
if you had a dirt, what do they call it, Van Dyke.
I need to get it.
Snidely.
Yeah.
Snidely Whiplash.
Mustachio.
Is it better on your chin?
Yeah, because I can smile.
This is going to be such great audio because it's, all of it's visual cues. Right? Yeah.
And then I can go, I see. I just want the stinky part for the middle right there. Oh my god. Okay. First of all,
I'm like comfortable.
Oh, so now that we have fake mustaches on, we're going to try to eat cupcakes.
We're going to try to eat
cupcakes.
But you have to throw on it like a boomerang.
They're
first.
Not fish flavored.
Oh, you know they are.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah. I can't look at you when you're resting.
And so.
I just gave yourself a bikini.
Wait.
It was the most awful stuff I've ever tasted.
Come here. Does this feel good?
What? Does what feel good? What are you doing?
This is powerful.
Can you feel it?
I feel you're rubbing on my head.
Okay, for people that don't have to let
the mustache. Oh, you're rubbing the mustache?
Do you think this was
normal? Maybe you didn't fuck it before you got here.
Okay, wait.
I remember it when I lived in California, there was fish flavored gelato.
Oh.
Oh yeah, just as it sounds. Fish flavored gelato.
That's what it's just as it sounds.
One has to wonder what part of the fish they used to flavor the gelato.
I don't worry.
Does it matter?
I think what they used was.
Doesn't the whole fish taste the same?
Yeah. I can see that.
I feel like it tastes the same.
What the hell?
No, it's too cold.
You didn't wear pants?
Okay. So.
Pants for weeks. Leg prison. Wanted to let my legs out of prison.
Oh, sorry.
Did you wear pants? No.
But
she did have.
I assume you had a skirt on.
I'm grooming my mustache.
I see a lot of your leg.
I like this.
I wish it was long.
Well, maybe it becomes like a way of life for you.
Yeah, we could do this.
You could wear like a gross of them and put them on every morning.
Go to work like I'm totally normal.
What you could do is just hang them to your chin, like braided beard.
Oh, yeah. And like just hang them like vertical.
Yeah, like that, braided beard.
That would be good.
Really, though, I mean,
that
for
looks
the podcast,
like an
maybe,
animal.
We need to
some dye down your face.
Okay, for those of you listening, we have, real mustaches.
These are real?
Yeah.
Made from real
wood. They exist. They have
masks. You look so evil, like the evil guy, like the cartoons.
You have to change your hair color, so you
kind of... A unibrow.
He looks like Mandy Patinkin.
You do.
Give me Keith Large.
Who turned the music off?
Well,
we can't play it with the... Damn
you people.
I think I've said this every podcast, so I'm going to say it again. This podcast is going nowhere.
He looks so serious with his black mustache.
And it was almost no money whatsoever, so...
Yeah, but now look. Come
closer. Here. You're hanging off on this side.
I don't see any of my mustache.
He finally fell for it.
I have been missing a lot of jokes lately.
If you saw a pygmy midget coming out of your closet.
If you saw a pygmy midget walk out of your closet, what would you do?
Thank you.
Well, let's hope we never have any pygmy midgets.
I hope the fuck we do. Oh my god.
They are midgets. They're, the pygmies are only like. Unless
really?
All the movies I've seen have lied to me. They're only about this.
Yeah.
Which I have.
Yeah.
And I watched those cartoons recently. Yeah. And they're hysterical. I'm sorry. When I watched them as a kid, I didn't think, oh, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of humor that's directed at the parents there.
Yeah, I didn't think anything of it.
They had a car. Anyway, I'm going to need you to finish this.
I'm voguing.
I want you to know that I married a woman that wasn't addicted to cheap porn. So,
I'd just like to say I was always addicted to cheap porn.
So,
I just would also hide it very well.
Can I just total lack of trust.
What do you expect?
Mr. Bootsy Waldorf.
Statler Waldorf. And Lou. Lou the fish thing.
The boomerang fish store.
can I just... Swedish fish tastes like ass. I hate them.
And Swedish bikini team members.
That is the most disgusting. They would be so offended by that.
You think I just pissed off Swedish bikini team members?
Yes,
why not? We just pissed off pygmy
like
midgets. Why stop now?
But I was just going to say that it's like, if you or I touch our partners, it is like, what the fuck did you just do to me? It's like there's no trust there, and I don't understand.
He's eating a Swedish fish with his mustache on. He's like,
his mustache is rolling around. Look at him, look how cute you look. Look at it go up and
it
down.
It actually matches your hair.
It does. I didn't even walk
these
into work
were
like
awesome
that.
Idea. They were.
Y'all should walk into work like that Monday.
You really should.
Yeah.
Just totally
normal. I could walk into work tomorrow.
You could. You could. That would be awesome.
And I would be there Monday when everybody walked in.
I dare you to.
I'd have to have a handful of them because I know they're not going to stay on for an entire night.
Well, here come closer.
What would it take to get you to go to work Monday with that on?
I can go to work Monday. With
seriously?
Will you at least take a picture?
Don't people
put it
know
on
you're
your
a character already?
Is that sticking?
Oh my God! It's like you got like
so,
a little caterpillar.
So
wait.
If what do one of the people that you interface with work think of you? Is your underlings?
What?
What do they think of you? If you had to imagine. You can't imagine what your personal reputation is. Are you like a Captain Bly or a pushover? Or?
I'm not a pushover. I don't know. I've never really thought about it.
Not
they're
Captain
so
Bly.
Cute.
They are cute.
What's a Captain Bly?
Like
me and the Underbody?
Like
Captain Bly?
You're walking the plank, you son of a bitch.
No.
Like,
I guess somewhere
Bly and
in
Mr.
between.
Christian? You never heard?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, let me ask you, if you had, like, all the pedophiles in the world lined up,
okay,
could you just shoot them and no problem,
yep,
go to bed? Me too.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I could kill anybody.
What?
I could kill somebody
in
2 seconds.
What if you walked into your house and someone was attacking you?
That's different. I'm
no,
talking about
you just said
I
don't
if you lined up somebody in front of me and told me what their crime was and told me to shoot them, and I wasn't personally affected by their crime, I don't know if I
could totally do it. I could do it like 10 in a row. Like I could line them up and make them fun and put like targets in front of them. Say, hold this chicken and he won't get
I'm
shot.
I'm very
too sick.
You're going
to get shot. I'd totally do it.
How about you? Could you pop somebody that
yeah,
I witnessed or seen or just heard
just
of their
no,
crimes?
Yeah.
If somebody brought somebody into your room, you had no knowledge other than their say so.
But you knew
person,
for a fact that it happened.
Okay, so you know for a fact that
they went to a court
they,
trial.
That they
and
molested
tried
a kid.
Yeah,
I could do it.
Yeah, fuck them, right?
Yep.
This podcast has taken a decidedly dark turn.
Why?
Because we have chocolate cupcakes. Oh, with little candy bars.
But I mean,
are they Hershey bars?
Yeah. Would you mind killing somebody like that?
No.
I think I could do it.
I could.
Are we supposed to be talking about sex?
Yes.
We joined we went out with a couple. They asked us to join, and it's one of those things where it's always full, right? So they got to evict their worst member.
Yeah.
I'm their worst member now. I'm like, I suck at this.
But the only reason she's still around probably is because she actually puts out. So there's a difference between.
Wait, have you put out since the one thing?
No, but I mean.
Oh, okay.
It was memorable.
Long lasting.
Well, I mean, this is the guy who's in charge of the group, right? So that's.
You know, it is very cliquish, and it's very hard because if I have a profile picture right now of a cow that says, what does it say? Something about udders, right?
Utterly, I love cows. Yeah.
And I don't get anybody to respond to me about anything. Now, if I went over there and I put my face there or my boobs there, they'd be like, and it kind of pisses me off because I'm like, well, why don't you like my cow? Right? I mean, it's like.
Well, I'll tell you, it's some
I
of those,
wish
though,
you could have seen that
pic-
cow face fucking the other cow. Oh my God.
I would have said put down like, oh. Are you
yeah,
kidding
that's
me?
Sort of an inside
oh
thing
my God.
For the fans.
You should have seen me trying to turn around.
She's like,
I've never seen that in my life.
Oh my God.
And the other cow's head was like this, like, oh.
Get it away.
It was so funny.
Oh my God! Okay, yes. If, please send us cow merchandise. We'd love it. But
or pictures. But, oh, we don't have an email address.
No.
Never mind.
Look at work. I'm working on that.
Did you post it to her website yet? He didn't.
What are we talking about?
The podcast link.
Podcast to her website.
No, I need to see this later. I will. Do you guys really want that kind of exposure?
What?
Yes, we do. It's like, this is never going anywhere.
I don't
anywhere
understand.
And you don't want the exposure. So
this is going nowhere, and I'm not helping.
It's like, sit there and
wait. Honest opinion, seriously. Because you've listened to all of them, right? There's five up?
Yeah, all five.
Honest opinion.
Okay, someone's getting thrown off the show tonight.
Yes.
Now,
can you boomerang him, please? With the Swedish fish, he'd love it.
No, maybe something harder like that. Use this wine bottle.
This is
you're done. You're out of
business. Isn't it? It's like a major
I am.
For you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where's your other bottle of wine? I'm out. This is my last drink.
I thought you said it there. I saw two. Already
told. Oh, you know what? I may have put it in the refrigerator.
That's where it was.
Because bad wine's even better when it's cold.
It hides the flavor.
Hey, what? Why would you want to hide
no,
it?
No, it's true. It's
it
true.
Is delicious.
The colder the wine is, it masks the true flavor.
Well,
though.
I
could just put it right
there
in the oven
some.
And it would just be totally fine.
What was that all about? He just said it across the table from you. Like,
he's like,
here it is.
You see this bitch? Okay.
Come and get it.
I know. You want to talk about that grape again?
Where is the corkscrews?
Oh, those are so good. Have you ever had those?
I've not had
those.
They're good.
Those are
sweet potato good things.
Wow, I've had those. They're good.
They are good.
By Nabisco. They're a little plug. You can sponsor this podcast if you'd like.
Now we need Priscilla
also
Torrid,
Priscilla, Adam and Eve. You name it. Come on down.
Wait. You know what we need to do? We need to come up with something that these two are going to do when we are successful.
Wait, you mean so you can make us do it?
Yeah. You it's have to agree.
Happen.
Exactly. So you should agree to do just about whatever we want to do.
I will walk into the Capitol Dome.
You have to grab each other's cocks.
Naked.
No. You have to grab each other's cocks.
Whoa.
Only if we're successful.
Why do we have to go there? I would rather sit in the Capitol.
According to you never have to worry about it. So, go ahead.
The Statler's over there going, well, hang on now. Wait a minute. Hang on. I want my say in this.
What are we calling?
What?
call it successful here.
Oh, no, no.
You gotta put more than one fan.
Parameters in it.
No, because you might accidentally get another fan, okay?
Well, what do you think it's never going to go anywhere means?
Well, I mean, we have fun doing it, right? Obviously, we have fun doing it. It's an excuse to get together. We talk about all kinds of stuff. What I'm saying is this is never going to make money, right? This is never...
Okay, wait, can I just tell you one
thing? Oh, so wait, when we make the first dollar, that's when you have to grab each other's cots?
Can I have a dollar?
With your mouth.
Wait a minute.
With your mouth. You have to grab each other's cots with your mouth.
First dollar is just grabbing. First hundred is mouth.
If you ever get a sponsor that's got national notoriety, I will suck your dick.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Wait a minute.
It's all about goals.
And it's recorded.
Oh, my God.
Statler did not agree.
Statler did not sign on the line yet on this.
Can I just say, Torrid is starting to pick up podcasts right and left now. Did you hear that?
Can you imagine those selling? We do. Mm-hmm. We have all their underwear, both of us.
Yes.
We totally could do a panty parade on the website. Just our asses in their panties.
And you better put us on our website, too.
You better get your lips nice and ready.
That does not count, okay?
What the
what?
A lick is not sponsorship.
He's already backing out.
Would you like to sponsor us for $5 tonight?
Is he nationally known?
I'm internationally known.
Oh, yes, he is.
Wherever you work, you're going to put up, I support the Libertine Ladies podcast.
Yes, he is.
And give a little URL and put it on all your material that you...
I do have a website.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, with your work?
Okay, I would draw my statement. This is too easy for you guys to... Statler did not take the deck. Contrary to popular belief, I do not want to suck it. So...
But you're going to. We might have to tie him down.
But, now wait...
Oh, my God.
You remember what Ms. Frolicker's going to do if I do that?
What?
I don't remember that.
What?
What? What am I supposed to do? What?
Remember when we were talking about you going down on another woman?
Yeah, I'm not doing that until you go down on somebody.
I finally had that happen. Did I tell y'all that?
No, you had somebody go down on you. You didn't have You didn't go down on
for
somebody.
The first time.
Who?
Had a whole parade of people.
I know, but I haven't. Yeah. So
like that, like it's like
yeah.
Well, okay, like five parade. Or six, not a whole parade. a small conga line. Okay.
I have to say, it felt no different than a man
exactly.
going down.
A tongue is a tongue, a lip is a lip, right?
I didn't Maybe even know she had done it till she came up, and I was like, oh.
Oh.
Do you want me to tell you a secret? I guess I can.
Yeah, I think you're going to. That look on your face. Regardless of how you respond to this, I'm going to tell you that's...
Be cool if you farted just now.
Now with the fan blowing me.
Now I'm getting shy. I don't know what to say.
Secret.
You know, one of the best people I've ever had has been...
Really?
Yes.
Because that's also the most uncomfortable I've ever seen you.
Was I know. That one that... It was another time, but she...
No, I mean, in general...
Yeah, because it was like, this was not a camera thing. This was like...
Yeah.
And I think the camera, I don't know, whenever the camera's there, I'm always constantly like, okay, what's my face look like? And do I look like I'm having fun? And what is this? And then I feel weird because there's like, all these people over there. And I'm like,
yeah.
We're talking about like at the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, does he know?
He knows Naughty website.
Oh, okay.
It.
Okay. And so it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
that's another place it's really hard to get out of your head when you're trying to not block people and make everybody's bits and pieces look good. You know, it's like, I don't know.
You got people standing around.
Yeah, offering you grapes.
Breaking your mood with small fruits. Yes.
That was one of my favorite times ever.
I know.
That was, like, awesome.
It's like bringing along a little plate today.
So what was different about
I don't know. She is really good. And I think
I'm you hear she's 5 minutes at it because she's a woman.
No. He needs to know.
Mm-hmm. Education is key.
I think because she is heavier, that she tries harder to please, and so she's gone the extra mile to figure out what to do. And sometimes when you fool around people that are more attractive, then they feel like they don't have to try as hard.
Yeah.
And it sucks. I mean, because it sucks. You know, there's no imagination there. There's no trying. And they have lousy sex.
Is that why I'm so embarrassed?
Because
I've always thought that.
That's the bottom line, right?
The smile on her face with an ugly husband, you know. You say that look. He says, I know what it's like. He tries really hard. Because he thinks I'm going to throw him to the curb any second now. Right?
Shut up.
God. Oh, so.
But I mean, she's really nice, and she is. She tries very hard to make sure everybody's.
She'd probably make a very good female sexualist.
She would.
Yeah.
She would. She doesn't really care that much. I mean, she cares. She cares. I'm not saying she doesn't care, but she always tries very hard to.
I'm drunk. She's got a woman crush on you. Okay,
no,
so.
She does.
Hell, she doesn't.
No, she does not.
Back me up here.
I have not seen her around other women, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's just nice, and I feel like she has to take care of a lot of people. And
you should have seen the entourage she had in the last SLS party. You didn't.
I just feel like she needs a good friend that's not going to be judgy and that's not going to be trying to get something off of her or something like that. I feel like she just needs a good friend that's a good friend for her without wanting anything or needing anything from her. And I don't think she has that.
Statler and Waldorf.
Oh, wait. Yes! Who's Waldorf? Roundhead?
Waldorf is on the left.
Wait, okay, Statler, on my left or his left?
On the left.
Like the taller guy, nice. Waldorf?
Statler's the taller guy.
Okay, so you're Waldorf. And you're Statler.
Oh, okay, let me say first, not for children, this podcast. This podcast is... I'm going to beat the shit out of Statler.
No, he's Waldorf.
Fucking A. Okay, so let me start over. We have Statler, Wardrobe,
Waldorf.
Waldorf.
Bootsy.